I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. In 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. When the head of state didn't play guitar, not everybody drove a car. When music really mattered and when radio was king. When accountants didn't have control and the media couldn't buy your soul. When computers were still scary and we didn't know everything. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. In 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. When pop stars still remained a myth and ignorance could still be bliss. And when God saved the queen, she turned a whiter shade of pale. My mom and dad were in their teens and anarchy was still a dream. And the only way to stay in touch was a letter and the mail. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. In 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. When record shops were still on top and vinyl was all that they stopped, and the super info highway was still drifting out in space. Kids were wearing hand-me-downs and playing games meant kick-arounds, and footballers still had long hair and dirt across their face. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. In 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. I was born too late into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair.
103.2 Dublin City FM, Off the Record. On the phone, we have Sandy Tom. Hello.
Hello there.
You're very welcome to the programme. How are you?
I am well, thank you. I'm well. I'm currently where am I? I'm in Milton Keynes. I'm on my way to Gateshead play tomorrow night, and I've just kicked off the UK leg of the tour, so just settling in, getting my sea legs back, but doing very well, yeah.
You're doing a world tour.
Well, I am. I'm in the UK, and then, of course, Ireland, and then I am in the US all through May, and then I go to Australia, New Zealand, Scandinavia, Austria, Germany, back to the UK. So, yeah, and I mean, of course, there's other things as well that will crop up in the meantime, but pretty much touring up until the end of November, so it's quite hectic.
And is that what it's been for the last 8 years, back-to-back touring?
I've definitely played a lot of shows, and I think, since I first people became aware of me when I released Punk Rocker and Smile Confuses People, I've pretty much just been solidly out on the road, you know, as an independent artist and you know, playing gigs and having fun, and of course making many records since then as well.
Whatever happened to that idea that they'd all come to you and you'd play from your basement and everybody could come to your concert that way?
Well, you know, there was a capacity problem with that because the basement only held four. So we wouldn't have much prosperity doing shows there for... But no, I actually webcast every month. Obviously, I don't live in Tooting in London anymore. I moved away from there a long time ago. But I do a webcast every month, and you can watch it through a concert window. So I still avidly do those shows.
I always thought that there should be a virtual city in the world that artists should put on their schedule of their tour, and they should go to a studio, and then everybody could just get into a big webcast and see them.
Yeah, I mean, it's not uncommon to, give that as an option. On the tour this month, next month, there are a couple of shows that I actually webcast as well. So, you know, if you're anywhere in the world, you can tune in to anywhere, you know, any one of these gigs, which is cool, you know, because some places I don't get to, and people, you know, at least they still feel like they can be a part of it.
You can't get to every corner of the world as well, so it is a way to get to some people. You've recorded 5 studio albums to date in 8 years. That's heavy going.
It's all right, isn't it? It's okay. I guess I do one every 2 years. That's kind of, and I did another record last year called The Covers Collection. So, I do one every 2 years. That's my marker. And timing-wise for me, it seems like a natural cycle. So, but no, I've done a lot of done a few records and you know, taken it in different styles and direction, and you know, I've had a great time with it and recorded all over the world in Nashville and LA and you know, and on all sorts of places, and worked with some amazing people. So you know, I've had some great opportunities while making those records.
The transition has been from folk rock to blues and a bit of country in between, are you saying?
Well, I think that, you know, in the beginning when I made Smile, you know, that was a good few years ago. I recorded the album in 2005. And I don't really think I quite knew who I was then, both, you know, as a young woman and as a musician. And I think, you know, 8 years, change in many ways and grow up, and also when you're, you know, working at being an artist and writing songs and you know, getting better as a singer and as a musician, I think you just naturally progress in a direction, you know. So for me, it doesn't seem unnatural, but you know, I suppose for people who had kind of missed the last couple of years, they probably would be like, oh, that wasn't what I was expecting, you know. But like I said, you know, I just worked with great people, and they made me realize, you know, my capabilities as a singer, and it really opened up a whole new world for me. And being independent as well was a big change, and being able to, you know, be the captain of your own ship. You know, you can kind of just explore creatively and do what you like. So, yeah, I take influence from a lot of different genres.
You're the boss now. So, tell me, what is on your iPod, or what is being played on the tour bus?
On the tour bus? I'm liking the new Arctic Monkeys album. That's sort of my favourite. I run a lot, you know. I'm a bit of a runner, and their songs are in, like, the perfect rhythm for me to run to. So, yeah, I love that new album. That's getting played consistently.
Wonderful. We're going to play a song of yours now, but this is unrehearsed, so you're going to pick it and you're going to introduce it. So what song of yours should we play right now?
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we can play something a little moody, you know, and with a nice big vocal. So I'm going to say, can we play In the Pines from Flesh and Blood?
Is the soul of man that turns his heart so cold, drives him to darkness and casts a shadowless soul. I guess nobody knows. Oh boy, what did you do to hurt your mother so, to make your father weep and die alone? Nobody knows. My boy, my boy, oh yeah, yeah, my boy, don't lie to me. your soul to sin. It is so precious indeed. Your mother so to make your father weep and die alone in the cold. I guess nobody knows my boy. Oh yeah, my boy.
Pines from Flesh and Blood, Sandy Tom on the line, and just about to go to Ireland and play a gig in Kerry in the INEC on the 20th of April, which is Easter Sunday.
That's right, yeah. It's actually my first time in Killarney, and it's a place that I should have gone to a long time ago, and I'm excited to be in for more reasons than one, because my grandmother originally was from Killarney, so and my grandfather from Sligo, so I have very Irish roots. You see, I'm part Scots, part Irish.
All my research didn't tell me this, but now I know.
Well, no, I'm really excited to go. It's going to be like a little bit of a pilgrimage, even though I'm not going to be able to be there for too long, but I will definitely come back later on in my, on my own time, and spend more time there. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
A sort of homecoming. So if we want to catch Sandy Tom in concert, you will be coming to other parts of Ireland again, but date's not known yet. But you are in the INEC Killarney on Easter Sunday, 20th of April. Doors open 9 p.m. Tickets on sale in the usual places. I think you've got them on your own website, have you?
I do, yeah. SandyTom.com. And you can just go right on there to the tour dates and then click on the tickets, and that'll take you right there.
Sandy Tom, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Thanks for talking to us. Take care.
Thank you, Brian. Take care.